Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. I'm Gojo Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In today's episode, the CEO of the Seychelles Tourism Board, Mrs. Sharon Francis, gives an update on measures the Archipelago Island has put in place to help visitors travel with confidence. The island has received 10,000 visitors since the opening of its borders on March 25th and hoping for an accelerated tourism restart in Q4.
Good morning, Sherry.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you.
It's been a long while. Hope you're well.
Yes, keeping well.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Good. Good to know. And how are things? How are things in Seychelles?
Good so far. I have to say we can continue. Ever since we are doing okay. We could definitely be doing better, but we just have to be aware of the situation. There's so much better that we can actually do because a lot of everything does not even depend on our own efforts anymore. So I have to say we are happy at least with everything going so far. Like I said, things could have been a bit better, but we cannot complain at this point.
We're all in
the same boat here in the tourism industry, no?
Exactly. Things keep on changing. I mean, we were in Namibia for the conference with the UNWTO event. And then you believe, two of my colleagues were going back to Madrid. And apparently, the German government had released a new update. So they get to the airport, two of them went. The next day, the other colleague got to the airport. And then the airline says there's a new update. So because there's a high number of cases from Namibia, they cannot travel.
That's a little bit the situation we're all facing right now. It's like one day you're on red list, the other day you're an amber, and then you hope you get on the green list, but then the green list never comes. And so the green list is basically you're at the mercy of the various countries where they really want to put you.
Anyway, I mean, if we want to talk about this, it will be hours. We need one day, full day to talk about that because it's really much unfair. So thanks again for your time. And this morning, what I would like to discuss, talk about is the situation in Seychelles. And if we may start, are you ready for us to start?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me what's the situation in Seychelles at the moment in terms of tourism, in terms of how the COVID situation is, and how are you restarting tourism as you open on March of 25th?
For us, we've had a fairly good growth trajectory ever since we reopened our borders to the world on the 25th of March. Actually, our arrivals to date is a little bit over 42,000 visitors, and the majority of that has only happened when we opened our borders to the rest of the world on the 25th of March. So if you count between 25th of March and last week, that would come to roughly almost 40,000 visitors. Gojo, that was a figure we used to make in 1 month, a very good month, like Easter month. It used to be a figure for a month. Now we're taking months to be able to get this figure. But what we've noticed since the 25th of March, we've had roughly around 500 visitors a day, which is about 50% of what we normally do in terms of a day average in a good year. Say, for example, in 2019, that average have reduced a little bit, we've seen in June. But then for us, we know June are normally very slow months for Seychelles because it's most of the countries where visitors are originating from. it is summer and it is just the start of summer, and they normally do not travel to tropical countries, the likes of Seychelles. So it's a trend that it's not only this year, but it's a trend that we see every single year. And interestingly, visitors' arrival has not been in the same way and manner as in previous years. Our top markets are completely different from what it used to be. Our number one market is actually the Russian visitors. Since the reopening of the borders, we've received roughly 10,000 visitors from Russia. And the second, it's from the UAE with a little bit over 7,000 visitors. And third is Israel with a little bit over 6,000 visitors. And then we have Germany. Despite the restriction, Germany sits number four on our charts. And interestingly, out of our top 10 right now, we have four Eastern European countries, being Russia, Ukraine, Poland, and Romania. These used to be secondary markets for us, and it's markets that we've been investing in less than a decade, I have to say, maybe about a decade. And traditionally, our visitors used to come from UK, Germany, France, Italy. So you would see for us, there's a complete shift in markets where we've been receiving visitors. And in terms of entry requirements for Seychelles, we are getting good feedbacks from our visitors because the entry requirements is relatively simple. All you need is a negative COVID-19 PCR test certificate to present at your health travel authorizations, which is done online via an app, an application. And you need also to declare that you do have health insurance that covers COVID-19 related cases as well. So with these two things, your flight tickets and your voucher booked in a certified accommodations in Seychelles, you can travel to Seychelles. And this is irrespective of whether you're vaccinated or not. The entry requirements applies for everybody entering Seychelles at current. In the destination, visitors have to use certified operators and have to stay at certified establishments for the moment. But they are not required to be quarantined. They can visit the various sightseeing place. They can go on the beach. They can have a holiday almost as they would normally do in Seychelles, except that we are asking them to please adhere to the sanitary health measures which has been put in place for their own safety and safety of the population. And this includes wearing of face masks in public places, especially crowded places. And of course, monitoring social distancing where it's possible, hand sanitizing and respiratory tickets amongst other little things, which I would think visitors are already accustomed to that because they probably have to do it even back home. But other than this, your holiday is uninterrupted. It's quite relatively easy to reach Seychelles because we have about six or seven airlines having the destinations. We have Emirates, Qatar Airways, Etihad Airways from the Middle East region. From the African region, we have both Ethiopian Airlines and Kenya Airways. We have our own national airline, Air Seychelles, also doing flights on Dubai and also doing a handful of charters, and also Israel. We've had a few newcomers as well. For example, Aeroflot started a few months ago. We've had charters, Air Seychelles doing charters from Bucharest, Romania. And hopefully if all goes well, there will be a few other cities in Eastern Europe that we will be connecting directly to. And we will be having flyers from Saudi Arabia that will be starting as well as the 1st of July. So we are quite well connected to a lot of markets where their citizens can actually travel to Seychelles. That part is really important to mention, because a lot of traveling right now depends on very much what our source markets, what conditions for travel they have in place for outbound travel. So in terms of the pandemic itself, Seychelles, just like other countries, we have not been spared. We are still experiencing community transmission. We have a rolling day average of around 100 new infected cases. And but the important things I have to highlight here is that given that we do have a majority of our population which have already been vaccinated, the current statistic stands at 68% of the population. Very few people are actually getting critically ill of those infected cases, and even the admission rate compared to the total active cases, it's relatively low. So what we are learning from the vaccine is that it would not prevent you, it's less effective at preventing you from getting COVID, but it's more effective at preventing you from getting serious illness from COVID-19. This is a little bit what we are seeing in terms of the statistics for Seychelles. And of course, we are constantly doing our sensitization, education as well, and reminding people that they still have to take precautions, follow their measures. There's still a bit of restriction in place. But this, like I said, the restriction, we are trying to ensure that it does not in any way affect the holiday experience of our visitors, which is very important for us.
Okay. I mean, you've given a comprehensive overview of what is happening from arrivals, you know, through to the situation of the pandemic and what you're doing. But let's backtrack a bit. Let's go to the interesting figures you're giving me from the source market. First of all, Aeroflot launched after almost 20 years in the Seychelles. And then after two weeks, then they have to add more. I mean, the frequency have to be increased.
Yes.
Now you're saying that with respect to even the figures now, you are seeing more or less unconventional market or your secondary market. Does it tell you something, or is it giving you a reason to rethink about what you're going to do post the pandemic, or even the transition of the pandemic, respect to how you may want to launch again?
Kojo, we are actually monitoring the situation very, very closely. It is important that we do not jump to conclusion very early about the potentials of this market. Definitely, there is a potential there. But we have to realize that in terms of competition, there are very few island destinations which is actually open to visitors right now with relatively easy entry requirements, which means that you don't need quarantine. Perhaps you only need a negative PCR test 72 hours prior. So, and there are maybe destinations that are only accepting vaccinated visitors for the moment. So we, Seychelles for the moment, we stand in a very, very good position in terms of holiday destination, beach holiday destination. So it can be one of the reasons also why we are seeing this good performance from our secondary markets. It's because they don't really have that big of a choice like they used to before COVID. But interestingly also, what we've noticed is that this has allowed us to increase our visibility, to increase our visibility in those markets. We've been very aggressive with our various reaching strategy. We're using a lot of social media, but we're also using various other mediums, and we are also getting support of the airlines. Like, for example, for Russia, we are getting support of Aeroflot in that process because we now have a direct flight on the route. And direct flight also plays a very crucial role in developing a route, developing a destination as well. So, we are happy that we did the investment in those markets at the time we did, because we are seeing the beautiful fruit out of these investments over the years. And we will definitely be monitoring it very closely, because that would definitely mean that going forward, the true test would be when other destinations open to see how we keep performing on those markets. But given the significant amount of visibility we have created in the markets in the past months as a result of the development on those markets, we believe we have created a very good position for us as a destination, one which we should not ignore going forward, even the years to come. We should not ignore, and I believe we should keep on further investment in those markets, because it does today give us a huge leverage in terms of market diversity. So it'd be interesting to see what next year looks like, to have our traditional markets and alongside it the new emerging markets, which is performing equally as well also for Seychelles.
Okay, now again, staying on the markets, and of course Seychelles is known as a sea sun, you know, sun destination. What have you done in the course of this pandemic, okay, to be able to, if you like, introduce some diversification into your product line?
It is in our plan for us to immediately diversify in terms of providing other kind of authentic, unique experiences for visitors. Just be a little bit patient with us. You will start seeing a bit more things coming very soon. It's just a matter that because we still amidst a pandemic, and the fact that we had a bit of a surge in infection very recently, where new measures had to be applied in terms of restriction of movements, it has delayed a little bit our plans in terms of what we wanted to do. But the whole plan and idea here is that we really have to diversify the offerings. We have to give our visitors another reason to come to Seychelles other than the sentient sand, which is one of the obvious USP we have. We definitely can offer more. We definitely know we are very rich in terms of our culture, in terms of our heritage, and we have a plan. It's just a matter of starting to put it in motion. So be patient. We should be eventually be launching something in terms of offerings for visitors.
Okay, excellent. Now I received some complaints from travelers. So maybe let me start this way. If a traveler comes to Seychelles and unfortunately he or she, you know, tests positive, and he has to, you know, fly back, what is the procedure? Because I have a complaint from a traveler who came to Seychelles and said that she had tested positive, but then she couldn't stay. I think it's about 3 months ago. She couldn't stay in the same facility of what they were charging. Okay. Now, my question now is that if in an unlikely situation, or even likely situation that you test positive, do you have an arrangement that if you, for example, stay in a facility A, which is supposed to be five-star or high-end, and again, the regulation saying that you cannot move from that facility, have we thought of any, you know, interventionist plan to assuage the plight of these travelers?
For a traveler, as per current protocol, if they've tested positive, and most of them is on their exit test that they discover that they have tested positive, because most airline and countries, it's a requirement for you to travel, you need to show an exit test, a negative exit test certificate. They are required to be isolated for at least 14 days. And because of that also, they cannot travel. So recommendations and as per protocol, you are supposed to quarantine at the hotel where you are actually staying. But we have received instances where visitors have expressed that they are unable to stay 14 more days in that hotel, especially if it's a five-star establishment where probably they have come for 5 or 6 days. That was their budget limit probably. And in instances that their insurance cannot cover also for their isolation in Seychelles, the ministry have assisted these visitors to relocate to a much more affordable accommodation. But that is on the understanding that the accommodation also are willing to take them on board. Because for us, in our agreements with the hotel, the hotel know that if any of their in-house guests test positive, they have to take them for isolation. If they are asymptomatic, they would be transferred to an isolation center. But if they are asymptomatic, in the agreement, they have agreed that they will take them. So most hotels are willing to take their own in-house guest for isolation, but it would not necessarily mean that they would take a guest testing positive from another hotel. But there are instances where it has been brought to our attention and we have assisted visitors to be transferred to a much more affordable accommodation. But like I said, the current protocol is that you have to be quarantined, because that's the agreement we have with the hotel. You have to be quarantined at the hotel where you're staying in the eventuality. And I think a lot of the concern comes if the insurance coverage that the visitor have does not cover for isolation or hotel fees and things like that.
Okay, but I mean, don't you think that maybe because obviously when the pandemic started, everything, a lot of things were new things that we're all learning to adapt to it. Don't you think it's just maybe a time for us to consider that part of the regulations? Because you know, this pandemic, you can contract it even if you have been vaccinated without the fault of yours, obviously. So that we can have a bit of a flexibility with respect to, you know, such instances.
Like you say, we are all learning in the reopening tourism for Seychelles has not been easy. It has been challenges. There has been challenges after challenges after challenges, and we're learning as and when we're going through this. I've realized there's a lot of things that have surfaced that we were not expecting, or we have to react on our feet to find solutions for it. But as we learn new things, as we face new challenges, I think the spirit here is to try and make the life of the visitor as easy, as comfortable also so that they can leave Seychelles with good memories. So it's definitely points that we are willing to take into consideration, Gojo. Like I said, a lot of the measures that have been put in place have also been a work in progress. As and when we evolve, we find new ways, easier ways of doing things. And like I said, we've had to learn fast because it's for me, for you, for everybody, it's something completely new, and we're just adapting as we're going. But we have to remain mindful that a visitor's experience have to be taken into consideration when developing these protocols.
Okay, and on the flight, you had just also mentioned that I think next week or a week after next, we're likely to see Arabia or something launching in the Seychelles.
Yes, Flycans from Saudi Arabia. Yes.
Okay. Is it part of your new market strategy that you've been working on for some time, or just came out of the pandemic?
Well, it's both, I would say. Saudi Arabia has been on our radar for a while. We've been doing activities there. We've been training agents and tour operators. It's always part of our annual roadshow as well. So it's been a few years we've been working on Saudi Arabia, but we realized that to really tap the full potential of the markets, we needed a direct connection. So we've been seeing every time I've been in the region, every time I've been at ATM, I've made it a point for the last 5 years, I remember, visiting Flynas at ATM. Though all meetings have been unsuccessful. And now, just out of the blue, we received a request from them. So I would say the work we've done in the past have not gone completely down the drain, have not gone unnoticed, but we are also happy that Seychelles, now out of the pandemic, I believe all airlines are looking for opportunities, especially looking at destinations which have already reopened our borders. And I'm happy that Seychelles have been on their radar as well, and that they have we have agreed to start the route, which we believe it's a good decision, because we believe there are demand, especially now during this pandemic period, there are demand for outbound travel from Saudi Arabia. It's one of the largest outbound markets out of the Middle East in terms of travel, and also due to their population size. And I see very good potential for Seychelles. Even it's also a really short 5 hours away in terms of flight hours.
Okay. Now, for the African market, is it open now to everybody, or because we still had an issue of South Africa and all of that with the status of the pandemic? What is the current situation for the African market?
South Africa, unfortunately, it's still not permitted for the moment, that is not only South Africa, but we have a handful more markets on the Asian continent as well. But otherwise, all the rest of us African continent, they can travel to Seychelles. Like I said, we have two connection from the continent right now, Ethiopian Airlines and Kenya Airways. And it's also an opportunity for the markets if we are able to have established Airlink. I believe it's also a market that probably now during this pandemic period can potentially also start developing into more significant lead for us. Like I said, we also have our radar on Africa. It's just that we are not yet able to establish more progress, but I believe the potential is there as well, I believe.
Okay. Do you get worried of the precarious situation of Seychelles at the moment?
I am, like any other Seychelles would. in the process. I know the it's not easy. It's definitely not easy for any decision makers in SHOs right now, especially that the markets they have planned to travel to, it's they cannot do it. Like for example, South Africa, India, and Mauritius, which were also good routes for them. None of these they are able to operate at current, which leaves them with only Tel Aviv. And Tel Aviv, the traffic for June have reduced. And also the sad thing for SHOs is the fact that every possible route they looked at, all airlines are trying to survive right now. So what you see is that the minute they would start on a route, they would get competition as well. For example, they start on Tel Aviv, and then we've had a handful of other Israeli airlines which have started on the route as well. And I'm pretty sure any other market they will venture, they might face similar kind of challenge. So it's not easy for the airline at current, and the pandemic being there are so much uncertainty, it doesn't make it any easier for them in terms of planning.
Okay, as we wrap our conversation, what is your expectation in the next half of the of the year? Now we're in the middle of the year, what are your expectations with respect to the pandemic and tourism restart?
We were banking on the opening up of our traditional source markets towards the second part of the year, especially Q4. We were hoping that by then, when we were making our assumptions and forecast, we were more optimistic that we would be removed on the red list and our situation domestically would have improved in terms of the infection, which means that we would see a much more growth, a much more better growth in terms of second half of the year, especially the last 4 months of the year. When you combine with our performance on secondary markets and that of our traditional markets, we were hoping to close the year with at least a little bit lower than 50% maybe of what we were doing in 2019, so about almost 50%. This it's starting to look a little bit less optimistic now, given the fact that we are June and we are still on the red list of a lot of these countries. So their citizens still cannot travel to Seychelles. But interestingly, Kojo, when we look at booking situation from these markets, we are starting to receive bookings and the growth pattern are looking very positive. But for these bookings to be converted into actual travels, the citizens need to be able to be allowed by their respective country. And for them to receive insurance coverage for their travel also, the country needs to move from the red list to something better, at least. So our performance of how we close the year will be highly reliant on certain factors, which is not even directly in our control. But what we are doing, we also channeling a lot of our efforts on these secondary markets, pushing a little bit harder in terms of communications and visibility so that we can better our performance in those markets, identify new ones where we can enter as well. So hopefully, knowing that our traditional market may not fully be open for us to achieve the targets, we have to move into new territories for us to be able to still meet the target we have set for the year.
Karen, thank you so much for your time. And I'll be coming back to you with updates, constantly of what is happening, in the beautiful island of Seychelles. So thank you so much for your time.
A real pleasure, Kojo.